Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
It says we're not connected. It tells me to call in. All right, Doc, it looks like we're live.
All right, you have a link?
Yep.
All right.
Copy link.
Open the bug out group.
I was just going to send it a message, but okay. You want me to go ahead and paste it on our daggone?
Just put up Bug Out Military Bridging the Gap podcast page.
I'm putting it in bug group right now first. And then I'll go stick it there. So what are we doing on this episode there, Doc?
Whatever the fuck we want. What's the number to call in?
Give me a second. You can always tell them it's on the link, but let me publish this. We're live now. All right, go back to Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 215-383-3864.
215 what?
215-383-3864. We got 25 minutes. Well, actually about 26 because, you know, we're 25-55. So about 26 minutes to get your point across. I don't know how much of an after show we'd have on this since we're not doing our paid broadcast anymore for the summer. We kind of took a break. We only got 30 minutes of free showtime. Apparently, you can't schedule them. They're all go live nows. So we'll see what we get here. Apparently, Doc has something going on and wants to talk to a few people. So we're going to give them the ability to call in without giving anybody's number out and using Bridging the Gap with BG and Bamsis as our friendly medium. So here we go.
Hey, what's the number now? 215 what?
215-383-3864.
That's a different number.
215-383-3864. That's the same number we've always had.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. Well,
you better get them over here quick, though, because, like I said, we only got 24 minutes of live stream left, and I don't know if we even get an after show. So if nothing else, we'll switch over and go ahead and pay for our full month, which we're supposed to take off for the summer because of baseball, softball, life, mowing. It's quite difficult to do a show when pretty much gone every night.
Yeah.
Even if we have the early game, we don't get home by 7 o'clock. That gives me no time to create. You know, and then if we have the late game, we got to be there at 7. You know, don't get home till 10 o'clock. So
I think the biggest thing that caused all this tonight was me and a few of the different admins on just Scrolling Docs were talking about this other big shit that's going on in the IDC's.
That's nice.
Yeah. This other big shit's going on in the IDC school. There's a J.D. Wesling that actually back in November, December, I'd have to pull up on the Scrum Docs page that told me to kill myself. And I said, dude, you know you're talking to another vet? And he's like, you're no fucking vet. Kill your fucking self.
Really?
And so, like, oh, yeah, absolutely. You can go on to Scrum Docs right now.
I got you.
Facebook, and you can just see that it's I think I put it up in January.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
but you can see him saying kill yourself. So
no, I think I remember you saying something about that.
Yeah, there's a little bit. I mean, it's a little bit of him and I going back and forth at each other. Once somebody else tells you, because I would never tell another vet to kill themselves, no matter how much you and I would ever, have come to blows and stuff like that. Like you and I would like just fucking fight. I would never say, "Hey, kill yourself," or "I want to fucking kill you." I don't want to like beat your fucking ass, but I'd never want to fucking kill you or tell you to go kill yourself. To me, that's
I think a lot of that, though, is just heated in the moment, and it's like, go suck, start a shotgun or something. People say those things. Yeah. Maybe in hindsight, they wouldn't say it quite that way, but people do get angry. But, if you don't believe you're a vet, there's a possibility that – and here's the deal, though. We're not just here for vets. We're supposed to be here for, the humans, everybody. I don't want anybody to commit suicide. That's a long-term answer to a short-term problem. So, nobody should tell anybody, no matter how drunk or inebriated or just depressed or angry they are, to off themselves.
Yeah, I got that. And the guy is, he's no faker. I mean, the dude's a diver. He's a Navy diver. Him and I share a few different friends that know both of us from the corpsman side of it. He's a corpsman, so we both know quite a few friends that are the same as from both of us. So
mutual friends.
Mutual friends. And he
now, have y'all ever been close to
Baker.
Each other? Have y'all ever served remotely close at all,
nope.
or same units
nope.
or nothing at
no,
all?
No, I'm not a diver. I mean, he's NECC.
Right.
I'm a corpsman. He's a diver completely. So he's Navy Expeditionary Combat Command. I mean, he's a diver. So I've never served with him. However,
I'm Army, so I didn't know much of corpsman dove down and gives like aid to people underwater or anything. I thought corpsman, you could be anywhere. Do got a caller on hold from California, it looks like, from the 209.
Okay, we'll bring them on. They may be some of the ones that we're spreading around.
So, area code 209, you're up. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Long time no here.
Oh, how you doing?
Pretty good. Do you know who this is?
Is this Jeff, I believe?
You're damn right.
All right, I'm terrible with names. I don't have my book out for tonight. It's a special show. I did recognize the 209 area code because I used to live there and pretty much guessed at your name. I had like a 50-50.
You actually had it right. So what is the topic on today?
We only got a 30-minute show since we didn't pay for it. We took off for the summer, and Doc had some issues with some people on another page, and we was like, hey, man, we'll give them a live forum if they'd like to speak out, and give them a chance to call in. So we was hoping you'd be one of them for tonight. No offense. We love hearing from you, Jeff. But pretty much just, I don't know, I was wanting to see what was going on.
Exactly. I haven't heard you guys in a long time. I seen a pod show from you. I was like, oh, he's back. Let's see what's going on now.
Well, we took off for the summer. We got baseball and softball going. I don't even get to see a lot of my son's games because I help coach my girls' team. And it's just really hectic to try to do a show on Tuesday nights when that's one of their game nights.
Yeah. Pardon me. I was yawning.
Yeah, it is late for one of our shows. It's 1 o'clock. Well,
yeah,
my
it's
time.
About 10 here, if I'm right. Ah, shit.
It should be
11.
It should be like 11, right? 10, 11, 12, 1. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're 10, right.
11, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. All I've been doing is just hitting the gym, working out to be a Leo.
Right. Well, we're hoping somebody will call in and say something in the next, you know, 18 minutes or so, because we only get a 30-minute show unless we want to pay $40 just to sit and wait.
Now, you know most people on Facebook are going to chicken out.
I mean, I could get a couple more shows in. You know, we get pretty much 2 hours a day. We can slide some shows in, like, on Saturdays and Sundays. You know, it's out of their practice season now. It's all about playing.
Yeah.
But I swear you're starting to sound like Darth Vader on me, unless that's Doc. I don't know.
No, it's not me.
Oh, okay.
It's probably me, because I do got a stuffy nose. I've been sick.
I was going to say, stop deep-throating the phone, man. I know I'm sexy, but I'm not that sexy.
It's the long hair. It's the long hair.
It is. Dude, I measured a while ago. I mean, I didn't have a measure tape or nothing, but a standard hammer is like, what, 16 inches? My hair is longer than the fucking hammer, so my bangs are 16 inches. I'm like, holy fuck.
I'm waiting for you to go try to go get a braided or something.
Well, I'm going to grow it out good and long, and then I'm going to donate it to Locks of Love. But what I was going to do is just donate the back and then keep my bangs all one length and then donate it again, you know, as it periodically gets long enough to donate.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good shit. Shit, all I've been doing really is hitting the gym, working, and studying to be a police officer, actually.
Well, like I said, I believe the last time we talked, that's going to be a rough job there in Stockton, right?
I'm going to do it for 4 years here, then transfer down, see if I can transfer down to L.A.
Oh, out of the fire pan into the fire, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, wow.
Screw it, might as well.
You want to go
down to
L.A.?
Holy crap.
I mean, you might as well just, you know, join up and go fight ISIS with the I can't even say that, but, you know.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, I was looking at some stuff on I like watching. I like sitting watching. I like getting drunk and watching Cops. And so I always think about, like, hey, what's a cop? Because there's a lot of I don't know how we turned this from J Dove and Discrow and Doss to fucking now it's the fucking Jeff show, but whatever. But
nobody's calling in, but
yeah. So I always think about how fucking cops treat vets, and I know so many cops that are like vets.
Yeah.
And like, then, you know, how they're going to treat them, you know, cuz you know, if you think about a vet doesn't want to be fucking handcuffed. They don't want to be fucking slammed around. And I've been
people, though. You know what I mean?
Right. And I've been slammed around. I've been arrested in San Diego. Been slammed around. I fucking hated the fucking – I respect cops completely. But the only cop that I don't really respect, I don't know his name, but I can tell you his fucking face. It's been 10 fucking years from now. That motherfucker.
Hey, time out. We got to call it.
And that dude had me handcuffed, and he fucking slammed me against the wall, and I could have turned, you know, I turned around
Doc,
and told him, I was like,
we only got 14 minutes.
I know, but hold on, let me finish my story.
All right.
And I turn around, look at him, I was like, dude, you got me fucking handcuffed. You don't have to slam me against the wall. Okay? Don't be a fucking little punk. You know, I always wonder how you know, that transition goes between, you know, cops and vets.
It's basically
here we go.
Go
ahead, Jeff. You got 10, 20 seconds.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Okay. Basically, it's all depends on
the
person. Put
you on the spot.
Like, I grew up in a vet house. My dad was in the military. I'm not going to throw no vet around. That's stupid. I mean, I have utterly most respect for anybody who served. So why am I going to treat them wrong? I can't speak for everybody else. Everybody else can think one way, do another. Now, if I see another cop throwing a vet around, I'm going to step in like, hey, dude, leave him the fuck alone. I mean, I might get in trouble if he's higher rank or whatever, but I don't give a shit. I'll take that hit.
You got to think about that thin blue line. All right, I'm going to bring our next caller, area code 253. You're live. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
It's been a long time fan of the page.
Hey, Jeff, sorry, I'm going to throw you on mute here for a sec.
You got me?
All right, y'all go ahead. 12 minutes.
What's going on? This is Cody from Washington. What's going on, man? Hey, I've been a freaking fan of you guys' page for a long time. Fan of No Doubt Friday. Freaking, I just wanted to call and say, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, I thank you for being the fan. Back on Disgruntled Docs, loving it. I appreciate my brothers on the Disgruntled Docs for sticking up for me the last month and a half, the bullshit that's been going on. So I appreciate you coming on, Cody.
Hey, no problem, man. It's freaking, I love getting on your page and looking at all your crazy shit you guys post.
So, Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we got about 12 minutes, bust it out.
Man, freaking, I served 4 years in the Marine Corps. I was stationed at Camp Pendleton. I was a combat engineer deployed to Afghanistan with 1st CLB Engineer Company back in 2009, 2010. I was there during the push into Marja. Got out after that, and now I'm doing working in the elevator trade. So.
Oh, so you got the shaft, huh?
Oh yeah.
The elevator shaft. He's Army, Cody. Just ignore him, Cody. He's Army.
Oh man, he's cool.
Got the shaft covered.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No,
brother, I appreciate it. This is Bamses. You probably seen my name come across at Disgruntled Docs. I'm calling in, brother.
Hey, man, no problem, man. It's great to hear from you.
So wonder if we're going to get any of the people that you was actually having a discrepancy with to call in, because, you know, we don't have much time, and that was the whole point of this show. I'm on pins and needles, and I don't think we can pull anything off in like 11 minutes, 56 seconds. So if y'all going to call, please call.
Probably not, man. Probably not. We're going to probably have to open up our show like we did before and let the
have a 2-hour show with a whole hour after show that gives us 3 hours.
Yeah. I
got a
so,
question.
And
often
we'll have to
have
open
these
up.
Say again?
Is that
how often do you guys have these shows?
We
Cody,
had them every – go ahead, Doc. You say it.
Well, Cody, we had them – before the summer started, we had them every Tuesday. That was our normal show.
At 7.
We had them for at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We had them once a week, and it rotated through. And then
we'd rotate some every now and again on Friday and Saturday, too.
Fuck you,
sometimes
dumb motherfucker. Hey, Army guy. Shut the fuck up.
Well, it wasn't just one. We usually pulled off two somehow or another.
And the Army guy's still going to talk.
So go ahead.
All right. Are you done? Are you done?
Almost. Almost.
Tell me when you're done. Okay.
Hold on.
So we had him every Tuesday at 7, and then we kind of ran into summertime. So we didn't realize how we've gotten – you know, multiple messages, or, hey, when are you guys going to do your shows and all that kind of stuff. We didn't, because we only got, you know, maybe 30 or 40 people that called in, and then we didn't realize how many people actually listened to us. So
yeah,
we might start.
Yeah, a lot of people are just.
We're probably
going to
start
it
back up every Tuesday and let people call in, harass us and stuff. And then back in February, I made a mistake, and we'll probably
we made a mistake.
Well, me.
I programmed the show in. I was with you. We.
Well, he can say we, but it's me. Bamses made a mistake about some other groups didn't care for what I did with calling the VA.
We.
And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm still not going to apologize for it. And it goes to Wook Nation, J-Tots, Poke Bootfucks. You can name the groups that you love, and they're probably honest about it. but I'm back under strong docks, and there's people that stand with us and people
that
hate us.
It was good intent, piss poor fucking results. We did it wrong.
Absolutely.
We had good and great intentions. Execution
good initiative,
was
bad
lacking.
Judgment.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty much.
And
we meant well.
It was. I mean, that, you know, the other groups got a bone to pick with us, and I'll stick with that. I know most of their admins that are on those pages: J Tots, Poke Blue Fucks, Wook Nation, American Outlaw, you name it. I probably know them or have their phone number, and probably talked with them, and so is BG. So, but we decided to
hey,
keep
everybody
on
going. Makes mistakes, is the way I look at it. It's okay, Doc. It's how we get up, dust ourselves off, and carry on.
So probably what we're going to do is figure out a day. I'd like to keep it on Tuesdays, the same shit that, but, you know, BG's got family, I got family, so we're probably going to keep it on Tuesdays and try to go from there.
Hell yeah.
We might have to move a little bit to Saturdays during the summer. Which sucks about summer is everybody's out doing stuff just like we are. So it's hard to get a good show going with everybody doing something. So basically, until baseball and softball, after July 4th, it calms down for me. You know, I don't have baseball and softball. So we can start doing shows again.
Yeah,
it's actually a little bit before July 4th.
And actually, Cody, there's Cody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, we've given myself and a couple of different admins off a couple of different groups have given a shout out to because we've actually gotten hey, I'm gonna beat your ass fucking threats from
I will come and
Facebook.
Kill you threats, not just beat your ass
over
so,
the internet, over Facebook. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
yeah, what we did back in February, which was wrong. It was I don't want to say what we did was wrong. It was just piss poor what we did and how we executed it. It was the execution that was piss poor.
Yeah.
Not
it was
the
a good
message.
Idea.
The idea and the message was good, but how we executed was piss poor. And I'll take that because that's on me, man. I'm the doc, so let me take it all.
Oh, you're E7. Fuck you.
And so that was all piss poor. But we've thrown it out to the other groups like J Tots and Poe Boo Fucks, Awesome Shit My Drill Sergeant Said. That the biggest group is Awesome Shit My Drill Sergeant Said with Dan Caddy, Justin.
Hey,
Justin.
That was the best show we ever done, Doc.
It was.
Got like thousands and thousands and thousands seen it.
It did. Justin Yotes and you know, they all said, "Hey, we're going to come beat your ass." And we threw it out there and said, like, hey, back in, and we put it out in Bug Out Military where we're going to be in Farmington, Michigan. We've invited everybody
and then
to come
back
out
here in Kentucky
Michigan.
After that.
And Kentucky.
So you got multiple spots.
So all these people that have fucking problems with us, they can come and meet us up and then discuss all their fucking issues that they have with us because I'm not fucking hiding.
Hey, we will feed you. We'll probably have some cold beer and stuff like that too. If y'all want to get
beer.
The big ring, we can do it. But
so we're going to have and flip side of that, we're going to have admins from Bug Out Military, Warriors Crossing, Descrown Docks, Bug Out Military, Them Grunts, 11 Grunts Bravo. What are the other pages that are on there?
I don't even.
So
it's too many. Light infantry.
Follow me.
Follow me.
So
all kind of admins around.
We're all going to be out there, and all these other pages that have these issues with us, they're more than welcome to come out there to when we come out there in Michigan and when we go back to Kentucky.
And if we have to we'll make a
there.
Side route and come to your town if you want. You know, we'll meet you somewhere else and have a barbecue there too.
That would be badass, man.
Now, we can't make it all the way out to California or nothing, but anywhere between Kentucky and Michigan, maybe a little side. Hey, we're going to Ohio. We got a pit stop in Ohio for a night.
Because we're going to go to Pepper's place, too.
That's
so.
Right. So if you're in Ohio, right there on eastern Ohio, pretty much Kentucky, what is that, West Virginia border, I believe. Hey, we'll be there. I believe that'll be around, what, the 21st or 2nd? Something like that, Doc?
Yeah, 21st or 22nd. We'll throw it out there, and all you got to do is come out. Are you on Bug Out Military, the group page?
I'm not.
Well, you should be.
I'll look it up, though. What is it? What's it called? Bug Out Military?
Bug Out Military. There's a page and a group. Feel free to join both.
All right, I'll check them out.
Yeah, so we'll add you both of them. And that
2-minute warning, Doc. 2-minute warning. Get it all out.
That's the main difference between all of us. You can meet us at any one of those pages. We don't hide, and you can meet one of us.
Yeah, come hang out, drink beer, eat some good food.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't really want to fight, but, you know, if you want to pick on the small guy, hey, be prepared to get your ass whooped by the little dude. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to get their ass beat by the little dude, because I'll get butt naked.
Well, nobody wants a doc that's a pussy either, so.
Right on. But, yeah, we're at the 1:30 mark, Doc. You got anything to tell us? Better get it out.
No. I don't really have anything else.
We give them 30 minutes, man.
Let me say something to you fellas real quick, man. I appreciate everything you guys do. Like, I love getting on and just fucking looking at all the bullshit you guys post, and it brightens my day a little bit. So all the pages out there, fucking, I appreciate what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to give a special shout out to J-Dub, the fucking diver that fucking hates me, wanted me to kill myself. Fuck you, I'm still here. Kiss my fucking ass, and I hope your fucking court-martial brings you down.
No.
You kiss my fucking ass. All you
we want
other
the best for everybody.
In fucking IDC school that want to stick up for him can suck my fucking dick. That's the disgruntled doc side of me. My words crossing the bug out says, like her page, I love everybody.
Kill me, Doc. Kill me. Well, I just wanted to say we got 10 seconds, so thank y'all for hanging out. We'll see.
Hell yeah.
We might even throw in another show tonight. Hell, you never know.
All right,
wonder
bro,
if we even got
night.
A. Hey, hang around,
man. Thanks
you might
for
get,
calling in.
You might get another 30 minutes or an hour after show, so don't hang up yet. We'll know if we hear Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. Let's see if it goes on.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking a leak, so I can't see my computer, so I don't know.
Can you see your Peter?
That's yeah. Well, I don't know. My belly.
You realize he's holding his dick while he's talking to us, right?
It's Chad, right, man?
No, it was Cody while ago. It can't be Chad now.
Yeah, it's Cody.
Yeah. Okay. He's drinking a little bit, so you got to give him, I don't know, a little bit of leeway. Not much.
Yeah, give me a little bit of leeway. I am drinking,
now,
man.
Here's the
I
deal, Cody.
PRT. I'm a chief, and I passed my PRT, so give me a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, he's drank like twice in like 80-some days or something. So, yeah, he's probably
celebrating.
Hydrated
hey, Cody.
What's that?
Hey, Cody, you're a corpsman, right?
Nah.
Or a devil dog?
No, he said that a while ago. He was not.
I'm a Marine.
Okay. Hey, Cody, are you still
apparently
a Marine
we do
now?
Get an after show, by the way.
What was that?
No, he's
are
been
you
out
now. Shut up,
I am
BG.
Out.
I want to ask him because you know what I'm leading up to.
Well, he
Cody,
said all
are you out of the Marine Corps now?
I am.
Okay. So if you were to let's say you were to pull me over, and I said, "Hey, are you a former Marine?" What would you say?
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Got him. I told you, Doc.
Would you say former Marine or ex-Marine?
I would say former Marine.
See, there you go.
No, you give him an ultimatum there. You said former or ex.
Yeah. Would you, if you were a cop, would you say I'm a Marine? Or would you say you're a police officer?
You could say...
if I was a cop, I would say I was a cop. But
you're a former Marine, right?
Yeah, I would say I'm a former Marine or cop.
See, that's a setup question. We've been asking this for a while. It's according to how it's asked. But
yeah, I think so.
Your first answer was what I told in my answer. You never refer to a Marine as a former or an ex-Marine because once a Marine, always a Marine.
No. You don't. Well, hold on. Let's agree on one thing.
Like Doc said,
we're not
going to
stop talking. We're just going to keep on talking over each other.
I was trying.
We stop.
I was trying to.
We can both agree that we're not going to say ex-Marine, right?
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't. There's
so
no such thing as an ex-Marine.
Now it comes down to,
but former kind of means ex.
No.
It means I used to be. They still are until they die because they earned that title Marine.
But if you get pulled over by a cop, he's going to say I'm a former Marine. I'm a police officer now, but I'm a former Marine.
Now, what about the dude getting pulled over? Would he say, I'm a Marine, even though he's out?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
See, I'm a Marine.
He would say,
because once a Marine, always a Marine.
Wait, Cody, what did you say? Would you say I'm a Marine, or would you say I'm a former Marine?
I would probably say I'm a former Marine.
Yeah. So it's up in the air.
I don't know.
It is.
The words
it's a really good debatable question.
It is. The words ex-Marine would not come out of any Marine's mouth.
Yeah.
An ex-Marine to me means he got, kicked out or
dude,
you know.
I said that one time getting pulled over in Arkansas out of Star City. And I saw this guy. He had his fucking Arkansas State Trooper. He had his fucking little pad. I said, hey, you're an ex-Marine. He's like, no, I'm a former Marine. I was like, okay. And I had his ID. He's like, are you in the military? I said, yes, sir. He goes, what branch are you? I said, I'm a Navy Corpsman. He goes, and you don't know the difference between ex-Marine and former Marine? I said, apparently not, sir. And I handed him my fucking shit. like a fucking third grader handing my shit, you know.
Yeah, here's my crayon. Don't break my crayon. And don't eat it, you fucking Marine. Don't eat my crayon.
That shit's funny.
No, that is a really good debatable topic, and I swear once we get our two-hour show back, that's going to be one of the topics.
Yeah, I think it should be because
Doc, while we're taking this break, we need to come up with a bunch of those topics like that. You know,
things we think of
every day, we need to write these down, and then when we start back up, we need to have guests as well as, you know, great topics. Let's stop winging them.
And I think that, the debate over what do you call yourself, former or ex? X is completely out of it, or,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
Former or Marine. To me, it's like, once a Marine, always a Marine. Okay, I got it. But
I think
you're not
ex, I think like an ex-wife, and you got a daggone.
That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. When you say I'm a Marine, people automatically think, oh, you're fucking active duty. You're doing this shit now. But you kind of got to take it in context. If you're talking
when
to somebody,
they look at
they
you,
have
your
a cool.
hair's at your collar.
Exactly.
You got a big old beard,
all out
they kind
of
know.
Got a beard and everything.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I'm a
know.
Marine. They're going to be like.
Well, here's the deal, though. I wear an Army hat with a veteran hat. But still, you know, I talk to people all the time and tell them, you know, what we do through our groups and veteran out and everything. So they look at me and say, oh, you're in the Army. I'm like, no, I was. Now, I don't know if was is equivalent to former or whatever. I was in the Army. But a Marine has a little different mentality.
Yeah, and this is the way I hit them. Say my VFW and everything else that I see, I call them Tufelhounding or Devil Dog. And then they're like their fucking eyes light up. You know, it's like they go from fucking Chinaman to fucking little fucking squint eyes motherfuckers. And then
yeah.
I say Devil Dog I say, hey, Devil Dog. Or I say, and their fucking eyes just fucking light the fuck up.
And our dicks
it's
get hard.
It's that
camaraderie
and brotherhood that I'm sure they're missing. That's why we wanted to do this Bridge in the Gap and Warriors Crossing, things like that that bring the brotherhood back. It evolved into Bug Out Military and a few other groups and pages.
Oh, yeah.
So we're bringing that brotherhood back.
And same thing when you go to, like, VFW. I always make my kids get the VFW at around Memorial Day, giving them, they always put their fucking dollar in the groups at the VFW at Memorial Day. Like, my dad's a corpsman. And they always stop. It's like, oh, hey, Doc. Love you, Doc. And they always want to give me a hug and shit. You know, it's like these other, like, 60-year-old guys, 50-year-old guys always want to give me a hug and shit.
Well, you're perfect.
Hey,
I got blue
Marines,
eyes.
Man,
stuff,
we love
so,
our docs,
know.
Man. It doesn't matter. When you serve, you're fucking corpsman, man. We got your back. We love you guys.
So it should be. I mean, there's those three rules. You know, Doc can't stop it from happening. Good men will die. Doc will break rule number two, you know, kind of thing. Or, yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't know the proper thing, but Doc will go above and
like
beyond.
Well, I always tell corpsmen these three things, especially on Facebook, because Facebook is so nonchalant. We don't have people in front of us, and what I always tell other corpsmen is that, hey man, don't go so hard on this guy. You may hate him and what he's saying, and you may get all so intrusic and. On this guy or this girl that you just want to fucking punch him in the fucking face. Just remember these three fucking things. There's three things on the battlefield that Marines call for. They call for
God, their mother and Doc.
Mother and Doc.
Yeah. There you
and the
go.
Only one that's going to fucking show up is Doc. And you have to be all three.
It's normally Doc first.
And Doc gets there, and the other two go out the fucking window. And you have to mitigate that individual to whatever they believe. You have to mitigate that individual to what their soul is going to want and what their soul needs at that time. You have to be all three on the battlefield. And that's
I never really thought
fact,
about that, but that's fucking very true.
Can I add a little bit, some please? I know you can't see God or your mother on the battlefield, and all you got's Doc, you know. But your mother give you up to the core, and God never left you, but He give the docs the knowledge to take care of us. So we're
yeah.
all there. They're all
yeah.
there, but you know. What you see in front of you is what you can grasp and hold on to. You need that tangible evidence. And we got to trust our mother's judgment. She brought us up right. That's why you joined the Corps, right? And then you got to trust
Indeed.
God's wisdom. And He instilled that in these docs to take care of us. So they're all three there in one, wrapped up.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I get on my fake profiles. Very few people know my real profile. But,
yeah, which one? One of eight?
some of my fake profiles, people go on there. It's like, this motherfucker, and they'll go on to them. And you know, I'll type on them. Just, I was like, hey, man, you know, we have to be all three of these people to every single individual person. And whoever it is, and I've been deployed with the Army, and I've been deployed with the Marines, and it doesn't matter who the fuck you are, in the end, who you fucking cry for is your mother, God, and Doc. Doc just so happens to be there. And what I always tell Marines is, when I always used to tell them to fucking wash their hands before getting a meal, and this is funniest shit ever, is that I was an infantry battalion, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines in Karbala, Iraq in 2003. It was April 2003. We were in Karbala, Iraq. You can fucking look it up, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines.
Come on, one more time. Where was you at? What unit was you
in? Karbala, Iraq, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. And 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, Karbala, Iraq, 2003. And I remember fucking people, you know, I was handing them fucking plates and shit, and I was making fucking washing their hands. And fucking motherfucking goddamn fucking infantry Marines are like, goddamn fucking Doc, fucking my mom makes me wash my fucking hands before I eat. You're going to fucking make me wash my hands before I eat? And I was like, yes, your mother's not here, and she sent me to make sure
you told them to say
their
prayers, too, because God's watching you.
She sent me to make sure you wash your fucking hands before you fucking ate. And it's just, to me, to me as a corpsman, it's that fucking simple. You know, because you got to, it's not like I'm their fucking mother, but it's just like you're taking over those roles of it, you know, those bits and pieces of their mothers that's not there. You're taking over their fucking roles of it. Just
you
like
you can't be grunt all the time, can you?
No, just like you know, I've crossed, and I'll put on the scroll docs in 28 months when I'm fucking out of the fucking Navy. 27. I'll put up my, well, no, it's 28 now. But in 28 months, I'll put up my fucking NAM. In 28 months, put up my fucking NAM that I ran across fucking minefield for injured Marines, and you guys will all be fucking surprised about it. But I ran across minefields about injured fucking Marines, and I got a fucking NAM for it in 2003. It's just that simple simplicity that corpsmen have about it, that we just kind of,
you know,
we
what
take
NAM
motherly
stands for? Nearly.
No, shut.
No,
I'm joking. Shut up, Army. So it's that simplicity of it with your mom's not there. So the corpsman and the battalion surgeons that we have with us kind of act like that motherly, you know, that motherly love that we have for fucking people. And we fucking hate you. I mean, sometimes fucking Marines fucking piss you the fuck off for the shit they fucking do, man. You're just like, you motherfucker.
The Marines are like 3-year-olds eating crayons.
But for Corbin,
the best
motherfucker
shooting 3-year-olds ever, though.
Damn it. That's the last thing they heard on it.
For like Corbin, you just like, you control it and probably.
That's
and probably, like, all medics, even Army medics, you're just like,